you feel that in all of the talk about reform and ways to fix MPS and all of the efforts that have been made, both public and private, that teachers' voices have been ignored?
I definitely don't think that teachers' voices have been heard at all. And I feel that many teachers think that they honestly don't have a voice and that they are basically pawns of their principal in the district and the Department of Public Instruction. And they feel like they just have to do whatever they're told or they will be fired or there will be some kind of repercussion. I think there's a lot of misinformation about what you can and can't do as a teacher and how you can say no to things when you don't believe that they're just for your students. I also think that there are so many issues within the city that we really need to address before we can expect schools to work their magic.
And really, most of the reform that I've heard about in the blueprint that Arne Duncan has put out, again, it's a lot of tracking data. And I heard this great analogy about assessment. You can't fatten a pig by weighing it. And so we're constantly assessing, but a lot of the reforms at the district level are just haphazard. There's all of these district mandates and curriculum adoptions, and we're changing each year. And as a professional, I want to know well what is expected of me, and I want time to prepare. And it's really, really hard when there's so much, the baby's being thrown out with the bathwater every year and we're starting something new and the magic bullet has come.
All the reform that, you know, I mean, race to the top, that's what we hear. But, you know, the problem with this is we're creating a system of you have a race, you're going to have winners and losers, you know. And who's going to lose? It's the kids that have always, you know, been on the losing side. And the same thing with, you know, the talk about choice, offering our children choice, you know, with choice, it's the same thing. You're creating competition, and what do you have in competition? You have winners and losers. So, I mean, there's a potential for a public education system to be this, you know, engine of equality, and we can create a system that, without sounding cheesy, we all come out as winners, you know. We don't have to create a system of winners and losers.